pasta, oh, Italian dip. And she's so gorgeous as well. She used to bring a dog. she's got like, I think it's a Rottweiler or a Doberman. Both look the same to me. But it had like a little bandana on. And it weed in the girls' room in Shoe. You know Shoe? The girl, yeah, Shoe. Yeah. She's just had a baby as well. Congratulations, Shoe.
Oh.
So yeah, it weed in the girls' room.
Oh dear. How was Wembley?
Oh my God, amazing. Both times, because we got to perform there at boot camp.
Yeah.
That would take us through to the judges' houses. So got to sing on the stage then. And then obviously the final on Saturday was just, and not even, just looking out into the crowd. And I was just like, me and the New Vibe guys are looking at each other. We were just meant to be looking at the camera. And we were turning around. We were just like, wow. Oh my God, especially when Coldplay went on. And
amazing.
Oh, oh my God.
Did you have one of them wristbands?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jealous. Very jealous. Very
I'll
jealous.
Give it to you if you want it.
Oh, thank you.
I will.
I'll
give it to you.
Thank you.
You have to bang it.
Yeah, is that what you have to
come
do?
Come on, yeah.
All right.
But it just come on naturally with the music. So the whole Wembley Arena is just,
it looks amazing. So if Little Mix didn't win, who would you have liked to win?
Marcus. Yeah, they were my two.
What about Johnny?
Oh God, Johnny. I wanted Johnny to get Christmas number one more than anyone.
Yeah.
But no, it's good that a group's won because it paves the way as well. You know, people can go now and think, actually, I can do that. I'm in a band and we can do that. Like, we've got our own Pretty Girl Rock as well from around here.
Yeah.
So they're amazing as well. So
because they were with you on the Christmas light switch on as well.
They were,
they?
And they're fantastic. Yeah. Really nice girls.
Right. That's all I can think of now.
Is there no questions on the text? Should we have a look?
Let's have a look. Should we have a look at the text system? We've put questions to our listeners, but they're normally quite slow when they want questions and stuff. So, yeah, we'll come back to that in a minute.
None there, then?
Not yet, no. That's a bit embarrassing. But we'll move on from that.
Let's improvise. Yeah. Make it up.
All right.
Here's a question from Tony. When does the tour start? Because you go on tour, don't you, with the X Factor?
I'm not on the whole tour, unfortunately, because I was 10th. It's a final eight. So the tour starts in February, but I will be doing Cardiff. So
right,
there you go.
Wicked.
So I get a little bit of experience.
I wanted to go to the tour.
I was in, when was I in Cardiff? 2 years ago. And I was walking down the street once. I live right by the arena thing. And there's all these kids screaming, all these limos. What's going on? It turns out that's what it was, the X Factor. So they are pretty big tours. Like, it's
really big.
The amount of people that come out for them, like, it's huge.
So what are you doing now, then? You gigging now, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm in Ireland on Wednesday.
Right.
We have to do so many gigs. Like, as soon as we finish X Factor, we get given...
Are you sort of stuck in a contract still, are you, with X Factor?
Yes, sorry. Yeah. I've got, like, hairs in my mouth from my gloves.
Yeah, it's all right.
Disgusting.
not
I'm
mine.
In X Factor till February, like, till the tour, and then can do whatever I want.
Cool. Wicked. Mark's just sitting there really quiet now.
Do you want your microphone back, Mark?
Right, we'll put the questions to the listeners, see if anyone wants to say anything.
Yeah, if anybody wants to ask Sammy Brooks a question, all you need to do is send us a text, 07875 857 307. She's here live now at the Apollo in Sunny Rill.
Now, you're staying around for a bit, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to the Panto.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want, love.
Yeah, the Pavilion Theatre.
Snow White.
So, yeah, Snow White. And also, can I say I'm there on the 17th of March? So please come watch.
Of course. Yeah.
Do you know what? He was trying to get me to be one of the elves in the Panto.
No, the dwarves.
One of the dwarves. Oh, how tight is that?
I think you'd be well cute.
He does it all the time.
I think you'll be really
I've
good.
Always wanted to be called cute. Thank you. Yeah,
you can do. Just sort of like give a drop a hint.
Mr. John Daly has just entered the building. Hello, John.
Hello.
Just say hello to John for a minute. How are you? Like, give us a go with your cap. Sammy Brooks, say hello.
Hello, how are you? Hello, Sammy. How
hello,
are
love.
You? Hello, Dan. How are you? Hello, Craig.
Hi.
How is everyone?
Hi.
Yeah. Well, Sammy, lovely to meet you anyway. Best
Thank
of luck
you.
With everything.
Thank you very much indeed.
John's here now. Hi, John.
Hello, how are you? Are you sounding good on the radio, by the way?
Thank you.
All of you, yeah. Nice to meet you, Sammy.
Nice to meet you as well.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank
well done.
Thank you very much. I like your hat.
Thank you very much indeed. Nice. I like yours.
Oh, thanks.
Do you want a swap?
We could.
Sammy's got a lovely lime green kind of woolly thing on. It's absolutely charming. It's delightful. Cool, I'm out of breath. I've been back at the mothership, I have, watching over everything and just making sure the connections are all right and everything.
Fantastic.
Yeah. What do you reckon to Dan, then?
Dan, he's very sexy.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he's taken me out, but I'm a very dear date. Don't just like salads, me, like a steak or three. Or four. And a starter and a pudding.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
We'll go to Belsa St. Mary's later, it's fine.